to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 140 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. And that's right, this is more bonus content from the Left Traffic Podcast. Another Thursday special edition here. I am very excited. Hope you all are having a fantastic week so far. And like I said, second week in a row bonus content. Last Thursday had the listener call-in show, which was awesome. Highly, highly encourage you to go check that out at some point. It really wasn't race specific, so it's not dated by any means. Go check out what some of the fellow lap traffic faithful have to say about NASCAR right now, and even some football and wrestling. So go check that out. This past Tuesday had an awesome show with Pat DeCola from NASCAR.com, along with Brian Newdorf called in live. Aaron Studwell defended his lapped traffic fantasy first place there. So make sure you check out the show from Tuesday. And this afternoon, yes, a rare afternoon posting from the Lap Traffic Podcast. Well, mid-afternoon, I'll say. A very special MIS bonus show, but I'll get to that here in a minute. Last night, Wednesdays, my buddy and I, we play in a cornhole league, and did we not do well last night. Yeah, we definitely got our butts handed to us. We've got one more week in the playoffs. Yes, it seems like playoffs are the talk of the town lately. For the Cornhole League. It's been a lot of fun. It's an outdoor league at my buddy's bar, and that's been a lot of fun. But I'm not going to lie. I am definitely looking forward to that wrapping up and freeing up an extra night during the week here. Let's see. Normally, as you guys know, MIS track president Rick Brenner calls in a couple weeks before each race to hype up MIS weekend. And I wanted to try to do something a little different this time around. You guys may recall a few months back, Firekeepers Casino Vice President Jim Wise called in, and I thought, well, let's get someone from Consumers Energy, who's sponsoring the race this time around at MIS, and give MIS its own bonus show. So that said, that's what we've got for tonight, along with special guest Ben Rhodes. You probably saw on Twitter, Ben was out at MIS this week doing some promotional stuff for the race weekend. MIS reached out and asked if I'd like to talk to Ben. And it's been a minute since I've talked to Ben. And I was like, absolutely. So thought this would be a perfect bonus content opportunity, a la episode 140. Before I get rolling, though, don't forget the Lap Traffic Podcast is a part of the Big Heads Media Network. Big Heads Media has you covered from sports to entertainment. So go check out bigheadsmedia.com. So yeah, we got Rick Brenner coming on, Brian Rich from Consumers Energy, Ben Rhodes from Thor Sport. Throw a little social media in, and I promise, unlike the listener call-in show, which went a very unexpected 2+ hours, I promise you, this is not going to be a 2-hour show, which you've probably already noticed if you've downloaded it. All right, so let's get things going. Let's get Mr. Rick Brenner on the line. Lapped Traffic Nation joining me on the line for his 8th appearance on the Lap Traffic Podcast. He is the track president to the fastest track in NASCAR, my home track from Michigan International Speedway, Mr. Rick Brenner. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm awesome, man. It's going to be an MIS bonus show getting posted a little later this afternoon, which I'm really excited about.
Super yes. Duper. Appreciate you having us on, and really looking forward to getting this Corgan Oil 200 and Consumers Energy 400 weekend underway.
I cannot wait to get out to the track. Rick, how's the summer going? I know you and I are both a fan of some fireworks shows and stuff. How was your 4th of July party?
We had a great time, and just great to be with the family, as I think a lot of us feel that way during those kinds of holidays, and celebrate our country and our fine history of our country, and And a big thank you to, you know, all the men and women that serve our country, whether it's every day as a fireman or a first responder in some way, or whether it's in our military. You know, a big, big thank you to all those folks that do everything they can every day to help us be safe and prosper.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Any plans, vacations, family stuff after race weekend's over?
No, just dig it in, doing our best to make sure that we continue to add to the Michigan International Speedway entertainment experience for folks when they come out and give them an opportunity to enjoy what we have. And so many great things to look forward to. Of course, $39 tickets, they're going quick, but you know, I think the next jump is somewhere in the 40s, so it's not a big jump. But if you're value conscious, you might want to get on the phone or go to mispeedway.com and grab them while they last. Don't forget, Henry Ford Allegiance has given kids 12 and under a free pit pass, and kids are free on Friday, Saturday, half price on Sunday. So the human cannonball is back, and the superstars, and of course Brooks, our mascot, will be here. And so we've just got a whole bunch of great stuff. I think it adds up to roughly, give or take, 45 different performers performing close to 100-110 individual performances from Thursday to Sunday, whether it's bingo or Grand Funk Railroad or yoga. It's happening. We got something for you, and look forward to having folks down.
That's I tell you, you guys do an amazing job with all of that. Rick, let's go back to the June race for a minute. Unfortunately, for the second June race in a row, Mother Nature played a minor role in that, and this past June, we got pushed to a Monday. But, Rick, I got to tell you, it was so refreshing to see such an awesome crowd turn up on a late Monday afternoon race. I saw people in line at the ticket sales window on Monday, and I talked to Jeff Striegel from MRN on Tuesday, and he said he met people that were able to drive up from Pennsylvania because it went on Monday. That was an awesome turnout for that Monday afternoon race.
Yeah, it was great. And I just, you know, the only thing I do say is I think it's, you know, for some fans, the Monday at 5 worked out great, and for others it didn't. So, you know, we feel for you. If you had a chance to come out, that's great, and we appreciate it. And if not, we look forward to having you back another time. But the race was great, too, by the way. The sun, you know, the weather cleared late in the day, and the sun came out, and it wasn't too hot, and it wasn't too cold, and there was a lot of action on the track with the new package. So really excited to see how that plays out on a beautiful sunny Sunday for the Consumers Energy 400 this year, and this coming up August 11th, and very excited to have the festivities and have everybody out.
It's funny you say that, because Rick, I've been coming to MIS since I was a kid, man, and that was probably one of the most exciting races at MIS that I can recall in a long time. So I am very excited. So Lab Traffic Nation, if you're not already planning and you've got the ability to drive or make travel plans, come hang out this August. I'll be there. Come say hi. Come hang out with Lap Traffic.
You know, and Brandon, you bring up a good point, right? I mean, June was great.
Yes.
But as we get closer to the playoffs here, you know, August is going to amp up another level. You got the drivers have experience with the package on the track. So, you know, there's got to be something they're taking away from the last time to bring into this time. Same with the crew chiefs. And so the strategy will amp up. The pressure to make the playoffs will amp up, and should be even more action-packed than as good as June was. I'm hoping that we've got a lot more at stake and a lot more knowledge for the teams, and yet a better race again.
Absolutely. Well, and speaking of playoffs, it's the last regular season race for the Truck Series. So the Saturday race with the trucks is going to be an awesome one as well, which I'm really looking forward to watching those trucks slide around 2 miles at MIS. That's for sure. Let's see, Rick, like we said, we got two great races coming up here. I've got Brian Rich from Consumers Energy coming on a little bit. You mentioned the $39 tickets, the free pit passes for kids 12 and under. There's a two package deal for $99. You got the all you can eat. And one thing that I really like is now you can get a combined pit and driver intro pass. That driver intro pass used to be a premium. That wasn't something you could buy before, but man, now you can get right out there on the track during driver intros. That's really cool.
Yeah, and the other thing we did around that, and thank you, I appreciate you pointing that out. That's a great thing. I mean, the other thing you can have now is free overnight parking when you camp, right? So we've been trying to find a lot of those little things to just make it easier for our customers to do business with us and let them know we're thinking about them. And look, we get it. We don't get it right all the time, but we're trying, right? We're working hard to try to listen and take feedback and apply it in the places that make sense for everybody. And one of the other things we've added to the pre-race, the past, I don't know if you've noticed, the past three races, we've had live music down there,
yes.
Which wasn't happening before. So we've got Caleb Lee, an up-and-coming country artist, to perform this year down there. But we're also, and the rain kind of stopped us in June, but you're going to see a Superstars performance. You're going to see the Frisbee Dogs. You're going to see Mad Chad juggling chainsaws down there. You're going to see different community groups performing down there. And you're also going to see the Human Cannonball pre-race. So that driver intro pass isn't just an opportunity to stand there and wait for the drivers. It's an opportunity to experience all of that entertainment up close and personal and enjoy it.
And that Human Cannonball is legit. That was
crazy. I'm glad it's him, not me.
You and me both. Rick, another awesome feature is for August is the Rusty Wallace cooler. 5 16-ounce beers that you can refill for $25.
Yeah, you can refill the cooler, not the beers. Once you drink the beer, it's all yours. So we don't want it back. But at the end of the day, it's a great option. It is the only cooler permitted into the concert footprint, too. So I've had a lot of fans tell me if they, you know, they want to get their beers and they want to stand close to the stage and not have to move, that's a great way to do it. But it's a great value. It's available on the website right now, or you can pick it up when you're here. We've got several locations. And you're right. It's a $30 or $35 purchase. You get to keep the cooler. It's a one of a kind, and you can refill it with five beers and a water all weekend long for $25. So leave your cooler in the car, come lug ours around empty, and we'll make it easy for you.
I love it, man. Rick, remind everyone again where they can get tickets at.
Best place to go is mispeedway.com.
Man, cannot wait to get out, hang out with you guys. Couple weeks, it's almost here. Lap Traffic Nation, make sure you follow MIS on social media at MI Speedway. Make sure you come say hi at the tweet up. I'll be there with some lap traffic swag to give away. Rick, thanks so much for the support. Thanks for coming on the show, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, man.
Sounds great, Brandon. Take care, man.
Yep, we'll see you. Lap Traffic Nation, you remember the Monday, June race. It was awesome. It was one of the best races at MIS. It's going to be slick. It's going to be hot. I cannot wait for the action that we could potentially see with the Cup and the truck race. It is going to be an awesome race weekend at MIS. Come out. Come say hi. Hang out. Rick's walking around. Go say hi to Rick. Tell him you heard him on the Lap Traffic Podcast. All that good stuff. All right. Let's keep the show rolling. And let's get Mr. Brian Rich from Consumers Energy, who is sponsoring the Consumers Energy 400 here in a couple weeks at MIS Speedway, on the line. Lapped Traffic Nation, joining me on the line, making his first appearance on the Lapped Traffic Podcast. He is the Senior Vice President for Customer Experiences with Consumers Energy and the upcoming race sponsor Sunday, August 11th for the Consumers Energy 400 MIS. Welcome to the show, Brian Rich. Sir, how are you?
Brandon, great to be with you. Super awesome. Excited both to be with you and also for the upcoming event.
Oh, man. Any day we talk about racing is a good day as far as I'm concerned. Brian, tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what your day-to-day job is like with Consumers Energy.
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm the Senior Vice President of Customer Experience. So I really work day in, day out to make sure that we're serving people in Michigan, both from their day-in interactions with Consumers Energy when you need help, if you call us or go on our digital channels, the monthly billing processes we have, as well as all the amazing products we have. So renewable programs, energy efficiency, and different things we do to try to add value and help customers in the energy space.
That's really cool. I'm a Consumers Energy customer. I've got Consumers Energy for gas, and I've got one of the utility warranty programs with you guys. So I am a customer, a happy customer. I can't imagine you get too many happy calls, though, in dealing with stuff like that for the most part.
We don't get a lot of calls that say thank you for keeping the power on, so it's nice to hear it from you. And, you know, also I have to say that one of our other happy customers and great partner is Michigan International Speedway. They have been a phenomenal partner, just like you, and and really working with consumers' energy and getting a lot of value out of the relationship.
That's awesome. Brian, so you've been with consumers for a little over 5 years now. Have you? Are you a Michigan native, or did you come to Michigan when you joined with consumers?
I am not. I came to Michigan when I joined with consumers, and while I've only been here 5 years, and a quick funny story, I moved from California, and my interview was during the polar vortex. I actually bought a winter coat for the interview, so that was my introduction to Michigan. And flash forward 5 years later, I could be the spokesperson for the state. I think it's the most phenomenal place on earth, and obviously that's easier to say in July than in January.
Right, well, that's awesome that that didn't scare you away. That might have scared a lot of people away, man. so you're still well, 5 years. You're a vet of the area. What are there any fun things that you like to do in Metro Detroit or in and around Michigan that you maybe didn't know were here when you were out in California?
Well, I think apropos to our conversation today, it is unbelievable to me. The sporting options that Michigan has. I mean, obviously, all four major sports now right in downtown Detroit, two major Division I Big Ten universities, and, of course, a little racetrack here in Jackson. But I have just been we didn't really have college sports to this level in California, certainly not. And then adding that to the four major sports teams,
sure.
Auto, it's just an amazing sports town. So certainly in the Detroit metro area, that's been some of my joy.
That's awesome. All right, so Consumers Energy sponsoring a NASCAR race. So it's okay if your answer to this is no. Were you a fan of NASCAR prior to Consumers Energy partnering up with MIS?
Oh, God, they say to play to your audience. I'm going to say that I was intrigued by NASCAR.
Fair enough. We can roll with that.
And I'll tell you something. You have to be – it is one of those sports where certainly as you get indoctrinated, you have to see it to appreciate how spectacular it is.
Absolutely.
So having been at the race now since I've been here, it's just an extraordinary event.
So, all right, so I was going to ask that. So this is second year for you guys as the race sponsor. So I assume last year was your first year at a NASCAR event at MIS then.
Consumers Energy has been pretty active at the event even before we had the naming rights. So we play a pretty big role in Fan Plaza. We've been powering the track with 100% renewable energy. So I've been there previously, and we've had a pretty strong presence. Last year, as you mentioned, Brandon, was our first year with the actual naming rights, but I had been there a couple times before.
Awesome. So how would you compare your first NASCAR experience to some of the other sporting events? You know, it's when you're trying to get new people to come out to the track that, you know, I'm not a NASCAR fan. Well, you don't have to necessarily be a NASCAR fan to appreciate fast cars going around a track and, you know, a great party atmosphere. How was your first race experience?
Okay, so that you hit it. I'm going to talk on both the experience, the event, and then the actual sport itself. So the experience, I don't think I ever appreciated how much of a full day, full weekend experience it is, how much everybody just really makes an event out of it beyond the race. So all of those things that are happening, you know, kind of like the notion of the Kentucky Derby infield, but times 10.
Sure.
Of how much people actually camp out, have a blast, make it a weekend. I don't think I appreciated that. I'm used to sports where you bring your ticket, entry is a certain point in, you go, and the game's over, and you leave. And that was a pleasant surprise about the full experience. Now, the sport itself, here's the analogy I come up with. I played a lot of sports growing up. I would tell you that I could probably go to a foul line now and hit 50% of my foul shots. The best shooter in the NBA maybe makes 80% of their foul shots. So they are not twice
as
good
at me. Hey, the Pistons could use you. I'm just saying.
They are not twice as good at me at shooting foul shots. No, I haven't done it in front of 20,000 people. When you actually watch, I mean, I imagine driving 100 miles per hour, which we've all probably, well, I won't confess to anything. And then the idea that somebody would actually be exceeding two times at that and doing it, you know, in congestion, in difficult turns, with the endurance that you have to do. I just, the athletic nature of it is so far superior to what I am capable of doing in an activity that I do every day.
Right.
I have sincerely appreciated that about the sport.
It's hard to put it into perspective. Like you, it's one of those things, like you just can't fathom that, you know, like, yeah, like you said, hey, maybe we've all hit the gas a little bit on an open expressway, but, to do that in the environment that they're doing it is, like I said, it's hard to put words behind it because it's, I can't fathom that. So I'm with you there. Brian, so You know, it's probably a little difficult to manage ROI for something like this. It's not as simple as they taught us in college. How many widgets can you make and what's the market demand for the widget? So what goes into a company like Consumers to say, hey, we want to make an investment of sponsoring a large sporting event and then choosing X over Y sporting event in your process?
You're right. It is challenging. A couple of factors that went into our decision. First of all, Consumers Energy, we talk all the time about our triple bottom line, which is people, planet, prosperity. And I'll just quickly pick on a few of them. So from the planet perspective, our partners at MIS have committed to having the greenest track in NASCAR. They were our first customer to commit to 100% renewable energy. The NASCAR fan base, which is based heavily in Michigan for the MIS event, even though there are out-of-town visitors, if you look at the fan base, are committed to the outdoors. So things like protecting natural environment actually resonate quite a bit with our customers. And MIS actually putting their best foot forward on committing to renewables is important to us. And then if you think about the people perspective and the commitment to Michigan, this is what I believe is to be the premier sporting event in our state, certainly from a scale perspective. And for Consumers Energy to be able to play a role to make sure that that event is supported, known in the community, and available and continue to stay here in Michigan was something that we jumped at. Now, you're right, tying it to widgets or ROI, but this is really something we do as a Michigan, you know, a great citizen of Michigan, to make sure that events like this continue to be there for the public.
That's awesome. And you know what? It's funny you say, I did not even realize Michigan was at the top there in terms of renewable from a NASCAR track perspective. But, man, there is recycle everything at MIS. Next to a garbage can, there's a recycle can. And, you know, it is noticeable from, like, the non-professional in that industry's eye that MIS makes an effort from that regard, which is really cool.
It's great. And you know, under Rick Brenner's leadership continues to happen. And as I mentioned, you know, the fan base is very connected to natural resources in the outdoors, and we all have a role to play in that.
Awesome. What sort of fan activities or areas at the track can the fans expect to see from Consumers Energy?
It's going to be a blast, and I won't give away all the surprises. But first of all, Rick Brenner and team put on a first-class show, so they bring us ideas, and we rarely say no. So they're
awesome.
Really good about putting on a great show.
They do a great job.
Last year, we committed to having the Grand Marshal be the Teacher of the Year from here in the local Jackson schools. And it was great to really honor teachers. And, you know, that's one of the things we're really trying to do is actually put the community forward through events like this. There's that. We will have a huge display in Fan Plaza to make sure the customers understand how they can do more around renewable energy, different energy efficiency programs that are there. We'll have a pretty visible presence. And then we'll be visible during the as they start the race and as we hand out the trophy at the end. As I mentioned, it's a full day event, as you well know, Brandon, and we're going to be there for all of it.
Awesome. I love it. Brian, where can everybody keep up to date with Consumers Energy on social media?
we are all over. So you find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Recently, we've been publishing a lot about our clean energy and renewable plan. We obviously used it as a tool this weekend when we had a lot of customers that were impacted by the weather and the storms. And over the next week, you're going to start ramping it up to hear more about MIS. So follow us, and you'll hear more about the event.
That's awesome. Brian, man, can't thank you enough for taking some time out during the day to call into the show. Lap Traffic Nation, huge thanks to Brian Rich from Consumers Energy for coming on the show. Go and check out the Consumers Energy 400 in a couple weeks. I will be there. Brian will be there. MIS Track President Rick Brenner will be there. All the stuff that you've heard everybody talk about on the show. Go get to the track. Brian, thanks again. And I will definitely make sure to catch up with you at the track at some point over the weekend.
See you race day, Brandon. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Take care. Lap Traffic Nation, how cool was that to hear from the race sponsor of the upcoming race at MIS, the Consumers Energy 400? I would not have thought, you know, one of the things as I was talking to Brian there was it's an advantage to a Consumers Energy company to have a presence there to, you know, kind of show people, you know, yeah, you can have the Chevy or the Ford display with cars, but here's a renewable energy display and how you can help. That's really cool. I love that. Learn something new every day. So awesome to get to talk to someone different that's involved in the sport. I absolutely love that. All right. How about a quick social media segment? Quick. Don't forget to check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. Instagram, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Listen to the show on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and leave a review, especially on iTunes. Much appreciated. Don't forget about the two giveaways going on real close, just a couple hundred followers away from 4,000 followers on Twitter, and we'll be giving away that joint Lap Traffic MIS prize pack, which has got a ton of swag. You've seen it. Keep retweeting it. I appreciate it. And then, of course, the big one at 5,000 followers, the rear quarter panel from Eric Almirola's car there, which is going to be pretty cool. And look, it'll look great in a man cave. So keep retweeting and all that good stuff. All right. I've got one more for you guys. No big deal or nothing. It's just Ben Rhodes from Thor Sport Racing. Lapped Traffic Nation joining me on the line, making his fourth appearance on the Lapped Traffic Podcast. He's the driver of the number 99 Carolina Nut Ford with Thor Sport Racing. Mr. Ben Rhodes, sir, how are you, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. Four times already.
Yeah, wow, I know.
Getting old.
Get you a headset, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Man, Ben, thanks for calling into what's going to be an MIS bonus show here for the Lap Traffic Podcast. I know you're out hanging with MIS here today to help promote race weekend and all that. What kind of fun stuff are you guys going to be doing today?
Well, I've got like 17 interviews right now. We've gone from TV station to TV station to TV station.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going out to the Ohio Air National Guard. So I'm going to go out there, meet them. They're going to give me a tour. We're going to check out the airplanes. And I might see if I can sweet talk them into letting me fly it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I mean, you can drive, you can fly, right?
Yeah, that's what I say. Hey, you need to come out there and sell them on letting me fly the thing.
Hey, that sounds like a good time, actually.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, maybe one of these days I can get you to take me a lap around the track or something. Now, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I think we could work that out.
I think we maybe could, yes. Hey, Ben, there are three races left in the truck regular season. We got the Tricky Triangle coming up, the Dirt Derby, and then the big, fast High Banks of MIS. Each of these three races are going to bring something different for the fans to watch, and it's going to be exciting from the fan perspective. What makes these next three exciting for you as a driver?
Well, they're all going to be different, but you know what they're going to all have in common?
Chaos.
There's going to be lots of chaos. There's no shortage of that in the truck series. I mean, if anybody that's ever watched the truck series race knows that from the drop of the green flag, everybody's going all out the entire time. So I think for us, the key is going to be at Pocono, avoiding wrecks early on because they put the PJ1 grip stuff down. And I think people are going to get a little bit wild early on. Eldora, I would love to just be able to stay up front and run up front. That way you don't have muddy radiator, muddy windshield. You can just see. Everything seems to go better when you're just leading at Eldora. It's a little bit easier. And then Michigan, that's going to be a big game of chess. It's going to be high-speed chess match. Who can look at the big picture and figure out where they need to put themselves to basically be there at the end? I think having teammates at somewhere like Michigan is going to be a big advantage.
I couldn't agree with you more there. I want to go back to what you were talking about at Eldora for a minute there. So kind of the opposite. Well, you know, we've seen teams in the past at super speedways, you know, either want to be up at the front or drop to the back. And dropping to the back at a dirt track is not going to be advantageous to you at all, correct?
No, you do that at Eldora, you're in trouble. Right. It's a big detriment to be back there. I mean, honestly, when you start the race, they usually have it just a little bit wet to start, and mud is thrown around like none other. You can't see. There's dust on the inside of the windshield, so you're using your little rag and Swiffer to try to get that off, and you're pulling your tear offs, and then the motor starts overheating, and it is just wild. You're doing everything you can just to manage the race at that point.
Oh, that is definitely going to be one for the fans that we are definitely going to want to tune into that. Ben, you mentioned chaos. The level of competition this year in the truck series has been incredible to watch. The listeners know I am a big fan of the truck series. I'm really excited
for the next 3 weeks. 13 truck races in the 2019 season, six of them won by non-truck regulars, seven if we add the Ross Chastain win that's not counting towards his playoff run. So playoff points earned have been at a minimum this year in the truck series. How is that going to increase and add to the chaos that you talk about as we head into three kind of wild card weekends over the next couple weeks here?
Yeah, well, I like the fact that not a ton of playoff points have been earned by any one person. It's going to make it more fun in the playoffs to try to advance each stage and more pressure on everybody. But for us, we just got to go out and win. You know, we've been put in this situation now where we have to go out and win. We got wrecked by Lapper at Kentucky, and I think we were going to win there. And now that put us outside the playoffs. So beyond that, we also had a few other issues, just stuff outside of our control. And when that happens, you know, we got to do whatever we can to make it back up. So it's just, it's a tough situation, but I know my team can handle it.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of your season so far, 13 races, eight top tens. From a pen and paper perspective, it's a good season. And I say good because I know that that's not good enough for you. You know, you got to have a great season with wins and, you know, getting into the playoffs and all that. But how would you comment on your season so far with Thor Sport this year?
Well, it's funny because you say 13 races, what'd you say, in eight top tens?
Eight top tens.
Pretty much every single time that we didn't finish in the top 10, we got wrecked or our motor blew or transmission failure. So we literally be in the top 10 every single race.
Yeah.
For that. So it's those races are the ones that have put us outside the playoffs. And it's really no fault of our own team. It's been no fault of Ford Performance, no fault of anything that we can control. And that's the frustrating part. So it's like, what do you do?
Right.
Well, now we go out there and we're going to race people harder than they race us. We're going to take moves and make moves that are harder than what normal people would do. We have to race our way in. And that means that we're not holding back anything.
Yeah, it's absolutely go time right now. That's for sure. Ben, last time we talked was at MIS last year, where you coined the phrase on the show, the Talladega of the North. Tell everyone again, what makes MIS the Talladega of the North outside of the campers in the infield?
Ah, you like that, don't you?
I love that one.
Talladega,
man.
Of the North.
Yes.
Well, I mean, okay, the campers, for one, like you said, it is – I don't go to another racetrack other than Talladega, and everybody knows Talladega is like the camping capital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michigan is a camping capital. Apparently, they have like all kinds of stuff going on in the infield. You know those pedal bikes?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like a bar?
Yep.
You're pedaling as you're on the – apparently, they're doing that all weekend long. It's just crazy. But the racing itself, man, it's drafting in the truck series. So you have to be smart. You're working the lanes. You're working the traffic. It's very similar to Talladega, except the corners at Michigan, you actually have to tune for your handling. So it's like a mix of a mile and a half versus a Talladega. If Kansas Speedway and Talladega had a baby, you would have Michigan.
Oh, I love it. I think that's something else we're going to have to coin there, sir. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah, I think you know what? You got your traits from both tracks. There's your parents.
Absolutely.
And there's Michigan, you know?
I love it. Ben, where can everybody follow you at on social media, man?
Yeah, so the big thing is check out BenRhodes.com. But apart from that, I'm at Ben Rhodes on Twitter, at Ben Rhodes on Instagram, and at Ben Rhodes INC on Facebook. So just look me up. I try to do Facebook Lives and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Ben, man, thanks so much for calling into this MIS bonus show. Have a blast this afternoon. Hopefully they'll let you get behind the wheel up there in the sky. That'd be awesome. Good luck this weekend at Pocono, and I'll be at MIS. I'll make sure to stop by the hall or something and try to say hi for a minute, man.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Talk to you soon. Lap Traffic Nation, how cool is that? Mr. Ben Rhodes. Hey, Ben knows how important the next three races are. That is for sure. He knows what's at stake, and he knows what he's got to do if he wants to make the playoffs. And I cannot wait for the next three races, Pocono, Eldora, MIS. It is going to be absolutely awesome. awesome.
And I cannot wait. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 140, a bonus Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. Subscribe, download, review the show on iTunes or Podbean. Big thanks to MIS Trek President Rick Brenner, VP of Customer Experience with Consumers Energy, Brian Rich. And huge thanks to Thor Sport Racing Driver, their number 99, Ben Rhodes, for calling into this MIS Countdown Bonus Show. Tuesday, Toby Christie from The Final Lap. And another cool new thing is going to start on Tuesday. I can't wait. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!